Oh my goodness sake. Oh, I feel so good. Wow. Laughter is mankind's medicine. Yes, it is. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with instant illumination. Laughter is mankind's medicine. Throughout the ages, whenever anyone becomes so super stressed, so super concerned about life and how it goes and how they're doing it, the next thing you know, they lose their cool and they start laughing. They lose their cool and start laughing. Yeah, we call it insanity. They become insane. They become not normal. They start laughing. They start giggling at everything. They start thinking everything is funny. And we think, uh-oh, they have stepped over the board. They have gone overboard. They're out of it now. They're crazy. But really, are they crazy? You see, when we do have problems, when we do have illnesses, when we do have things in our life that are just overwhelming us, and we can laugh about it, not that we're laughing at ourselves, not that we're laughing at the circumstance, but that we're laughing. And when we laugh, then we seem to get a new look at the thing, a new balance in our life, a new way of understanding what's going on. And when we have the new way of understanding what's going on, we no longer are so tense. We no longer are so tight. And we're given a moment or two to go through that experience without having people think that we blew it. We would come back to a balance, and the balance would put laughter into motion, and we would no longer be so concerned about the circumstance that bothered us so completely only moments before. You see, psychiatry, psychology, medicine, and all of these physical arts have come to conclusions based upon their own inability to have had the experience. And until a psychologist has the experience of laughing away his troubles, until a medical doctor realizes that the laughter is what heals and makes all well and good, not the medicines. The medicines just keep you alive long enough so your laughter can take over. When this is realized by all humanity and used by all humanity, wow, then all of the illnesses of the world cease to have any foundation, for laughter gives them a new point of view. You don't laugh at a bad circumstance. You just laugh at your concern about the bad circumstance. You laugh at your concern about lack of money, lack of relationships, lack of health. You laugh at your concern about it. See, it's the concern that makes us all uptight. It's the concern that destroys all the activity of our normal bodily functions, which bring health, right action, peace, love, and harmony to us, It's the concern. And so laughter is the modifier of that concern. It's the ameliorator of that concern. It is that which balances the concern. And so then, without that unrighteous, outrageous, impossible concern, we can go about living in a very positive, beautiful way. Teach yourself to laugh today. Oh, yes. Read some humorous joke every day. Read some humorous story every day. Think some humorous idea. Pass along some humorous thought. But not have it be a bad thought at someone else's expense. But it's a humorous thought. A humorous thought that makes people feel happy. That makes people feel delighted. Now, this you might call a humorous thought. Your neighbor comes over. She has her hair up in curlers, and she wants to borrow some salt. And so you say, "You want to borrow some salt? A gorgeous woman like you wants to borrow salt? What are you going to do with salt? You're going to put it on a bird's tail and tame him? What are you going to do with some salt? My goodness sakes, And, you know, and meanwhile, you go and you get the salt and you bring it to your neighbor and you give her a dish or a container to take it in and you say, go and have fun. You're a wonderful person. And what's that person going to think? They're going to think, my goodness, what did she have? Jolly juice for breakfast? You know? Was she in such a happy frame of mind because she had something special going on? Does she have some secrets I don't know about? And, of course, this causes her laughter, too, because she knows her neighbor is the pure white-driven snow and beautiful in every way and is always doing something good for herself and for everyone else. This should be our attitude toward life. The attitude of happiness, the attitude of joy, the attitude of peace, the attitude of caring, the attitude of love, the attitude of laughter. If we can bring laughter to the lips of another, not sort of ignoring their sorrow or their need or their want, but bring laughter to their life, immediately that laughter will cause them to have a new perspective on whatever they were facing. And you won't say, now you have a new perspective on what you were facing. When you go home, you'll look at things differently. You don't say that. They do have a new perspective, and when they go home, they will have a new way of looking at things. But so will you. So will you. And that's the beauty of it all. So will you. Laughter is mankind's medicine. Let's take it in great doses every day. And let's give it in great doses every day. And let's enjoy it in great doses every day. I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you.